propane primary binding between Taney County and Ferrell Gas LP.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the agreement for propane secondary buying between AmeriGas Propane and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I guess there's a town in Pennsylvania called King of Prussia.
Vacation and realignment of a portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road. I have a letter dated April 3rd, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves a notice of intent to vacate and order and attached exhibits as to form.
And the parties have been notified and
correct.
Well aware that for the improvement on the road.
Straighten out of one of the corners and where we're going to gain the right-of-way on the south side of the road. They would then get the right-of-way back on the north side that we're currently using.
So, those parties have been notified by mail, certified mail, or
that was verbal? A few months ago. I actually met with them on site, and then we marked off where the new right of way would be, and I agreed on that.
Okay. Do we need to publish a vacation of a road in the paper? I can't remember.
Well, I have to post it.
Post it?
In other places.
Okay.
I get the each end of the project on that road.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other place.
And that's been done? Your pictures have been taken?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I will after.
Yeah, after we do the reading and
yeah.
After we do this, and then he'll post the notice of intent to vacate and order and all the exhibits.
Then you're just doing an intent to vacate. We're not voting to vacate.
No, we won't do that until July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and read the notice of intent to vacate in order of the Taney County. Is that all right to go ahead and read it?
Yeah.
Whereas the County Commission has caused the County Highway Engineer and County Road and Bridge Department to view a certain portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road between Cedar Creek, Missouri and Pro Tem, Missouri, referred to herein as the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Realignment, and a report on the practicability of the proposed relocation and realignment of a certain portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, as depicted in Exhibit A, which is attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference. And whereas the county intends to procure certain real estate in order to perform the relocation and realignment of that certain portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, as depicted in Exhibit A, and whereas the county has ordered the performance of the relocation and realignment work described above, and the county commission hereby finds satisfactory proof that Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road will be relocated and realigned in such manner as to be equally convenient to travelers and the public, will not be in any manner injured by the relocation and realignment of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, as depicted in Exhibit A, and is legally described in Schedule 2 to Exhibit A, and the vacation of the existing roadway depicted in Exhibit A and as legally described in Schedule 1 to Exhibit A. And whereas, based upon the foregoing, the County Commission intends to consider an order vacating a portion of the existing Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road depicted in Exhibit A and as legally described in Schedule 1 to Exhibit A at the next term of the Commission. Now, therefore, the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri orders as follows. Incorporation, each and every finding set forth in the whereas clauses set forth above are incorporated herein by reference. Two, notice is to enclose the land through which a portion of the existing Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road runs and to turn such road on the respective property owners. Land shall be given by printed or written handbills put up in three or more public places in such townships in which the road is located, one of which shall be put at the beginning of the road and one at the termination of the road at least 20 days before the first day of the next regular term of the county commission to which the order vacating the road is to be considered, which notice shall apply to and be binding upon all persons and corporations whatsoever having any interest in or title to the lands or any part thereof which over which said road may run. A copy of said notice is attached hereto as Exhibit B and incorporated herein by reference. 3. Order to vacate. At the subsequent term of the County Commission shall consider making the order to vacate portion of Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road consisting of certain real estate depicted in Exhibit A and specifically described in Schedule 1 to Exhibit A, which is attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference, and relinquishing the real estate described in said exhibit to the respective property owners by order. A copy of the proposed order is attached hereto as Exhibit C. 4. Effective date. This order shall take effect and be in full force from and after its passage and approval by the County Commission. So ordered this 6th day of April 2020. And then with our signatures, and then with the county clerk's certification. And this again is titled as an intent, notice of intent to vacate and order of the Taney County Commission. So we won't actually do the order until everything's posted and done, and I believe the next term is July 6th.
And this will be a huge improvement to the road, taking the curve out for all the people.
Move to approve the notice of intent to vacate and order.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So we need to make sure those are up before 20 days before the July 6th, correct?
Yep.
When you put them up, would you put the date on it? Take them.
Taney County Hazard Mitigation Plan update.
We have a letter from Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. We usually use them back in 2000. The Disaster Mitigation Act requires states and local communities to have a hazard mitigation plan approved by FEMA. It's how we are eligible for hazard mitigation grant funding, any of the FEMA disaster funding and some other grants. They look at that for every participating jurisdiction within the county. So our last plan update was in 2017, and it expires in 2022, but it takes about a year to write it. So SMCOG goes for the grants, but it requires a 25% local match, which is about, it'll be about $7,334 would be the cash match for that, but they allow us as the county, because we're members of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, to do in-kind match for half of the $7,000. So that means every meeting that we attend, any work that GIS does or that I do, our hours and things like that. So I looked, and in 2017, the county monetary cost after our in-kind match was $3,667. All they're asking for now is just a letter to the state mitigation officer for a state emergency management agency, just saying that we commit to providing that local match as we have in the past so that they can add that with the grant application that they're submitting to FEMA for the funding to write these plans. We have in the past explored just doing it ourselves, but it is very labor intensive and it requires a lot of research that SMCOG is very good at, and they already have a lot of that, and they've got the interns on staff and things like that. So it typically after looking at what it was going to cost in our time, this is definitely the better way to go. It's just letting SimCog write the plan. It's a better plan. They do it for most of the counties. It's 100%. It's our plan. We participate in it. I know Mike has sat in on some of those meetings. I don't know if you did last year, Sheila, but we talk about everything we're going to work towards natural hazard-wise for the county, so the flooding and the tornadoes, severe storms, winter weather, things like that.
We do that and can go to those meetings as members because we're members mm-hmm. of them. And is this what makes us a member, or do we have any other type of fee?
This is just the one of the advantages that the county gets to being a member of SimCog. But the hazard mitigation plan, we would have to have one way or the other. If we weren't a member of SimCog, we can contract with them, but we'd owe them the full $7,000 when we got done.
But so. We are a member of SimCog.
Yes.
Do we pay a fee for that?
I believe you guys, as the county, do pay a fee to be a member of Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. They do more than just stuff with us in emergency management, though. They do some master planning and some other things like that that I'm not completely familiar with, but they do a lot on our side as far as hazard mitigation planning or help with some of those hazard mitigation grants that are available if we look at buyouts or things like that as well.
And you keep track and handle all the in-kind?
Yes, they actually keep track and handle all the
they
in-kind.
Do.
Mm-hmm. They will, when we show up and start doing these meetings, they give you a timesheet and you just email in your time with your, you know, hourly rate of pay or your salary. And then it also covers, like, they use a lot of our GIS resources, so they get to use their time. And it's every jurisdiction that signs on. So Branson Schools, Hollister Schools, Forsyth Schools, any school district that may be interested in putting in a storm shelter, a FEMA-approved safe room, they have to sign on to this hazard mitigation plan. The cities and villages.
See, if I remember right, this affects every.
It, yes. Mm-hmm. And that all of their time counts towards right. that in-kind match.
Right.
So when I attended the meeting, you sign in there, mm-hmm. then you actually get an in-kind credit on mm-hmm. that, do
yes.
you? I did not realize that. Thank you.
So really all they're looking for now is a letter of support. I don't know if you guys have the draft of that.
We do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Because we won't start on this until next year.
Okay. Is it every five years?
But it takes about a year to write it, so.
Move to approve the letter for support for Taney County Hazard Mitigation Plan update.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Taney County spring cleanup discussion.
Yes, we currently have the cleanup scheduled for this month of April. And I would like to postpone that to at least May 15th. 16th or possibly June 12th and 13th, whichever far out you want to go.
I think we need to at least go to June. What are your guys' thoughts?
I think you're going to, if not, you may be rescheduling it again.
Correct.
Let's look at the June 12th and 13th.
So June 12th and
13th?
That one.
Yeah.
You might check with municipalities and see what their cleanups and stuff are doing as well. So,
I took your signs down that we had up, so you might kind of, the guys notice when they're out and about, if they see that sign at some other place, they might want to take it down. And I had put them on the bulletin boards out here. I haven't taken those down, if you notice them there.
Field dirt agreement. Chance,
hints. You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the agreement, the field dirt agreement by and between Chan.